I'm Susan Surftone. I'm a musician. I play retro rock, which is surf music, rockabilly music. Basically an instrumentalist, a guitarist, but I've started singing in the last couple of years, and that's going pretty well, so now I have to call myself a singer, too. My previous career, I'm a lawyer. I'm licensed in New York State, and I was an ex-FBI agent. I work counterintelligence. All the things you're reading in the newspaper, I did a lot of them back in the 80s, very early 80s. Chased Russians, which were then Soviets, around New York City and kept an eye on them. And I write political columns for The Advocate, Seattle Lesbian, and I will be writing for After Ellen, focusing mostly on the current political situation, Trump, Russia investigation, and the things that I have some little bit of expertise to write about. So that's what I do.
What do you want to accomplish with your work?
What do I want to accomplish with my work? Have people remember me after I'm dead. I've contributed something. Feel like I've contributed something, like right now with what's going on in the political sphere with Trump and everything. I like to give the LGBTQ community a voice. I like to bring up issues that maybe are a little ahead of the curve to get people thinking about things coming down the road. My big thing now is, if we impeach him, do we get Mike Pence? And we don't want that. So I write a little bit ahead. So people start thinking about issues, get the ideas in their head, and encourage them to go consider the issues, get out there, talk about them, and consider the issues when they vote in November.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
Very difficult, because he's doing a lot with executive orders we aren't hearing about. Sessions is doing a lot in the Department of Justice. We're not getting covered on the news like we should. And I fear that in all that's going on, we're getting lost in this tumultuous environment he's creating. There's always an issue that's overriding our issues. And I feel like the general public thinks that we're done with marriage equality. That was it for us. Well, we won. We have nothing left to talk about. And that's not true. That was only one step. We still have a long way to go, and we certainly don't want to go backwards. One thing that I like to bring attention to is the importance of what the Republicans with Mitch McConnell and Trump are doing with the federal judiciary in filling these seats with conservative judges, with an eye towards getting that Supreme Court seat that they need to overturn marriage equality, Roe v. Wade, and other social issues that they don't like. It's coming, and that's what they're aiming for. So that's another thing that I like to make people aware of, that we have to fight hard and we have to speak loudly about our issues, because we're not being heard over the din.
I'm Ron Marable. I'm the owner of Ronnie B. Consulting. That's my bill pay job. It is a brand and content consultancy, and I help a lot of startup companies build cultures and build brands from the ground up. And I think that's particularly relevant for the LGBTQIA community, because I'm helping companies start off on what I think is a culturally competent right foot. And that's what I do in my professional life, and I'm also a writer. I like to write screenplays. I like to tell a lot of stories that just come up in my mind and into paper and then move on with my day.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
I would like to really share different perspectives and experiences that I think are deep in a way that is going to be impactful. I say this just because, like, Xena Warrior Princess is like my fandom. It's the thing that I love. And I don't know how to articulate how deeply I feel like, as a person, the entire series, and then also from a fanfic point of view, has affected me in terms of how I think about things, how I think about life. And it is my hope that I will be able to impact somebody in that way with any of the things that I've created.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
I think that the only way to move forward is for everybody to come together and have more conversations about what it takes to be good citizens to each other. I think that sometimes we think that the conversation is over because we get very emotional, and I actually think that's not the right way to go. I think we need to be having more conversations, especially with people we disagree with, because going to extremes and going to a fight, I don't think is the answer. I think we need to start coming together. It's always my opinion that you need to have these difficult conversations, and you need to come to a place where you can reach tolerance and acceptance, and I think that's the key for us.
What projects are you working on now?
I am working on two not extremely related projects. I am working on a self-publishing app to help writers and amateurs have a different platform and use technology to be relevant and to earn a living. And I'm also working on independently, or not independently, I'm open to production money, producing a screenplay that I wrote. And it's very community-driven. And I'm hoping that that will take off. I've talked to a lot of people here, and I think that everybody's interested in being part of that project, which was nice because it was just me before I came here. And now I have a list of 12 people I need to call and talk to about it.
What do you think about Klexicon?
Klexicon is just such a wonderful shit show. I fucking love it. Like, I think that it is the best kind of purposeful geekery that I could fathom. It's so many different types of people, so many different types of interests, and it's just a wonderful rainbow gay magic.
And do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
There is a song that I listen to a lot, and it's Closer to My Dreams by Guapelle. It's just one of those easy listening types of things, and it just keeps repeating, like, Closer to My Dreams. And so I guess maybe that's my mantra, is to some soft jazz music, I just keep reminding myself that as long as I keep moving forward, I'll be closer to my dreams.
I'm Mona Eliafi, and I'm a publicist. I'm the owner of ILDK Media, which is a public relations company that specializes in LGBTQ campaigns, PR campaigns.
And what would you like to accomplish with your work?
I think I'm actually accomplishing it, is really trying to make a difference for the community, but also for women. I work behind the scenes, so we tend to not get all the credits that sometimes we should be getting. So the biggest reward is when you see your clients actually succeed and accomplishing the goals that they have, or really getting the message across in a very successful way. So I'll stay behind and push them forward, and I just enjoy the results.
Tell us a little bit about the projects that you've been working on.
I've been working on Klexicon. That's why I'm here. It's my first time at Klexicon. I think it's just an amazing event. I'm not much into superheroes and all that stuff, but it almost makes me want to become one. So I got to find a TV show to become hooked on, or a character. I don't know. I'm more of a Star Wars fiend, so it's close but not quite the same. So I'm working on Klexicon, doing the PR for Klexicon. I'm also working on the PR. I work with Susan Surfton, who we just talked to, Marlene Forte. Also working, was doing the Dinosaur Weekend. I do Backlot Bash in Chicago, Rainbow Fashion Week in New York. G. Strangeway, who's also a graphic novel artist, and a variety of clients.
And do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
No, not really, but I always think about Yoda, because I know it's funny, but it's I just love the connection with, like, the whole training that he did with Luke Skywalker, and the scene that really speaks to me, and I always go back to that, is when Luke cannot get the ship to get out of the water, and he looks at Yoda and he goes, you know, it's too big, it's impossible. And he said something like, I can't do it. And Yoda looks at him and says, that is why you fail.
Marlene Forte, I'm an actress, and Mona brought me here. I just like being anywhere where you bring women together. I think it's a really powerful thing. And I thought about it the other day. I said, you know, men have been doing this for a long time. You know, they get together, they do business, they go on conferences, they go to golf things. Well, now it's our turn, so we can do business the way they do. Be in charge.
And tell us about some of the projects and shows that you're working on.
Well, I'm on Altered Carbon. I play Alazni Ortega on that, and I am on The Fosters. And I play Sierra Ramirez's grandma on that. And then I'm also on that Marvel Hulu show. Although I'm thinking, Mona, maybe you should be Luke Skywalker if you're going to be... And that's, you know, superhero stuff. I think this sci-fi thing has been thrusted upon me. I'm not a math or science person, but I do get to work a lot. And the one thing, I've been doing this for 21 years, and I got to say, the fans are amazing for sci-fi. And that's just, it makes me want to be here, even if I feel like I don't know what's going on half the time, even in the shows that I'm in.
And do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yeah, shit happens, wear a helmet. That was my mantra all through when I, you know, the 80s and 90s in New York, when I was still in New York, and, you know, I started acting late. And for me, it was just like, you know, stuff's going to fall upon you to slow you down. Just wear a helmet and keep going.